Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurness. My guest today is Mike Roberts here on Let's Talk Knoxville. Mike Roberts is the fire chief here, but he's also been helping organize the Skip Jackson benefit that's being held tomorrow at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum from 12 to 3. Mike, can you just talk a little bit about when Skip found out, what's been happening in the last few days, and how you guys started organizing this thing?
Well, yeah, Skip thought he had the flu bug to be originally, and he was persuaded to go in to the doctor. They did other tests just to be on the safe side and discovered some things he didn't like seeing. He went to a specialist, and they discovered that he had prostate cancer, third stage.
When was this?
This would have been about, it's starting to run together now, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Since that time, he went to Phoenix, the cancer center out there. He has returned. Their attack on it right now is they're saying they're going to do a surgery, scheduled towards the end of June sometime. With any type of battle with cancer, there's going to be some bill paying and debt problems. He is insured, however, it doesn't cover anything as far as his mortgages, any kind of car payments he may have, and just the overall living. And he's going to miss some weeks, not just days, but some weeks of work. Deb Cox from Cox Fabrication and Design in Altoona is not only Skip's employer, but friends as well. And she contacted me and a few other people and said, hey, we need to do something to help out here a little bit. And a miracle kind of happened. The word auction came out. I've been a part of several auctions to raise money, not only for people that were sick, but also for racers. So I'm familiar with a lot of people that get this event organized. I got to a track 2 weeks ago now, and Cap said, we need to do something, but it needs to come from the friends and the family of Skip Jackson. And I agree with that. This isn't a Knoxville Raceway event whatsoever. This is friends and family of Skip, and these are the people who have stepped up and helped. Long story short, following Wednesday, which would be 8 days ago now, 10 days ago, got the call that, hey, we need to start getting this organized. Who's going to do it? Again, I knew everybody that has been players in every kind of racing auction or cancer auction in this area, so I made phone calls. And I'm getting credit for a lot of it, but I didn't do a whole lot. I really just put together a great team, and they really took off and ran with this.
So we got a lot of different items here, whether it be memorabilia, driver apparel, sprint car parts. Can you go over some of the highlights that we have at the auction tomorrow?
Yeah, what we've got going on is, like you said, everything from actual sprint car parts to T-shirts to hats, tool chests from Waterloo Tools. Steve Kinzer has stepped up and donated stuff. We've got stuff from Craig Kinzer, Lasoski, McCarl, Stewart Motorsports. I mean, everybody has really stepped in. And again, it ranges from side panels of cars to door panels of cars for late model. We talked about Natalie Sather. She used to race here, and she's sending and actually bringing in. She's going to be here and start signing autographs as well with that. We've got some football players coming in courtesy of KNIA KRLS. They're hooking us up with Brandon Myers. He's going to come down and be here to sign autographs that day and sell some of his football memorabilia. So again, it's not just for racing, it's for the community. And again, Skip Jackson, what a lot of people don't know is Skip moved here almost 20 years ago. He came here to race and decided to live here. He's lived here, has kids here, lives in Knoxville, and has been here half of his life, literally. He's 43, and this has been 20 years. So almost half his life, he's been a Knoxville native. And so I'm encouraging not just race fans to come in, but friends of the community that know Skip. I mean, he attends church here in the community. He's well known. But back to the auction itself, we're going to start at noon at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum. We're going to have a live auction and a silent auction going on at the same time. Everybody knows what those are. You silent auction, you sign what you're going to bid and keep an eye on it. The silent auction will be over at 2 o'clock. Live auction starts at noon, will be done estimated time at 3 o'clock. Rick Van Donsler, who's a well-known auctioneer here in Knoxville, he has the event center up there. He had an auction last night, and he'll go ahead and be here the next day donating his time. I'm going to ring for him. Him and I have a history of doing these auctions together, and not only is it an auction, but it'll be a good time as well. And the best part about it is all the proceeds go to Skip Jackson himself and his family to take care of the bills that they're going to occur in the future.
Now, you said you put together a great team. What does it mean to you when you see the community rally together like this?
It makes me feel really proud to be a part of Knoxville, Iowa. You can say what you want to about small town America, but you see a lot of things happen in bigger cities. You're seeing folks right now step up for Joplin, Missouri because of the tornado that's went through. Of course, a few years ago with Hurricane Katrina, Western Iowa right now flooded. You're going to see big things happen, but a small community like this, being involved in what is basically an international star in racing and we all melt together like this. And it's a proud moment for me, not only for the team members to come here, but we have so much stuff that's been donated, and it's been done in 9 days.
Any other final thoughts with the auction?
Bring your money, bring your credit cards, bring whatever you can, bring your checkbooks, and come here and spend it.
You said there's a silent auction. Is the silent auction going to be open before the live auction starts?
They can come in that morning, 10 o'clock. Hall of Fame will be open. Second floor of the Hall of Fame, come in, start bidding on it. We'll end it at 2 o'clock, and then we'll start awarding things then. As far as the silent auction is concerned, we'll continue the live auction if needed, and then everything's paid for at the end of the day on the way out.
All right. That's Mike Roberts, my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Once again, the Skip Jackson Benefit Auction will be tomorrow starting at 12 here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. The silent auction will end at 2. The live auction will go until all the items are sold. I'm Aaron Gurness. Stay tuned on the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is next here on KNIA KRLS.